We begin walking through our ordinary time of the beginning of the Bible. So we heard the first part of Genesis chapter 1. And there's a parallel with the first chapter of Genesis with the first chapter of John. It's called a prologue. So I'd like to just read a few verses at the very beginning of the Bible and the very beginning of John. I know it's Monday morning, it was a little longer reading. I want to read a few of those verses again, and then I want to just share why I just believe in these unbelievable readings together. So first, the first three verses in Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. In the beginning of John, first five verses, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Although there's many books and writing and studying, those that know the Bible, you can read it over and over. I mean, I would challenge, just at one point, try to read just the first Genesis, the first book of Genesis, in the first chapter, and then read, I think it's like 17, 18, 19 verses. It's called the prologue, the first section of John. To me, what amazes me is Genesis 1 was written like 700, 800, 900 years before Jesus came to our planet. And John was written about 70, 80 years after Jesus. So really, in the 70 years after the beginning of our time, what we called zero, right? So probably actually 30 or 40 years after Jesus died on the cross, John was written. And what is amazing to me is our Bible was like almost a thousand years apart of these readings. That, to me, it just doesn't make sense that a human could do that. I mean, again, part was in the Israelites with Genesis, somewhere in that area. A different place wrote, where John, he's in a different part of the world. He was using a different language. I mean, to know that God could give us His Word through the Bible is unbelievable. I mean, even today, we're reading it in English. And think about the different languages and the translations to get from us today, 2,000 years after Jesus. I mean, to me, that's only God that can do that. And so it's some powerful readings as we begin Genesis in our ordinary time. And I share that because John wasn't in our Mass today, but it's a beautiful parallel. So try reading those sections of John 1 and Genesis 1, and then listen to God who speaks to you.